This is Ozarks at Large. In April, Northwest Health, based in Springdale, announced it had joined the Mayo Clinic Care Network. The nation's top-rated medical center based in Rochester, Minnesota, has similar clinical partnerships in Florida and Arizona. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, a number of Mayo descendants also have roots in Northwest Arkansas.
After emigrating to New York from Manchester, England in 1846, Dr. William Worrell Mayo established a medical practice along the upper Mississippi River in Rochester, Minnesota, under the stewardship of his two physician sons, William James Mayo and Charles Horace Mayo. The family frontier practice in the 1880s began to evolve, says Lily Mayo Wivoda.
Will and Charlie Mayo were not only siblings, but really, quite frankly, best friends. And they grew up with a conviction about medicine, which was giving back to others. And the best way to do that was through teamwork. They were boys when their parents mortgaged their home to buy a microscope that would improve quality care. They've traveled with their father. They grew up in medicine, just like farmers would grow up as sons with their fathers and learn the family business. I think one of our favorite stories about my great-grandfather, Dr. Charlie, was when his father was performing an operation on a farmhouse kitchen, the assistant actually passed out from the ether that he was administering to put the patient asleep. And Charlie, who was only 10, climbed up on a box to deliver the ether to save the patient's life. He literally stepped up and supported his father at the age of 10. So the concept of doing what's right for the patient is just completely ingrained in those boys.
The great-granddaughter of Dr. Charles Mayo and granddaughter of Dr. Chuck Mayo, Lily Mayo Wivoda, spoke to us from the studios of Mayo Clinic's sprawling medical campus in Rochester. Wivoda, born in 1962, started out at the Mayo Clinic as a paramedic, serving with the nonprofit for more than 30 years, most of that time within emergency medical services. Today, she plays a key role in the clinic's administration.
I was given a wonderful opportunity to be an operations administrator with the practice and worked with many departments and enjoyed them greatly. Got some opportunities to work on some complicated, large-scale problem-solving type activities, and I just loved it. It kind of brought me back to my old EMS days. So I've continued down that vein and enjoy working on complex problems and that we face in all forms of medicine. And I really enjoy the teams I get to work with.
Wivoda says founding patriarch Dr. William Worrell Mayo, who struggled to find his footing early on in his career, ended up in Rochester during the American Civil War after President Abraham Lincoln assigned him to be an examining surgeon for Union soldiers.
And then his wife said, "We're not moving anymore." That's how the practice started in Rochester. But what really made the hospital come into play was a natural storm that occurred. It was basically born out of a storm. In August of 1883, Will had just graduated, and Charlie was still at home. A tornado hit, and they began to treat the wounded. And through a partnership, William Worrell and Mother Alfred Mose founded the hospital. They worked together to create a hospital that would serve the community. The sisters provided the nurses, and Dr. Mayo provided the physicians.
Under the partnership, the Sisters of St. Francis, with Dr. William Worrell Mayo and his two sons, formally opened St. Mary's Hospital in 1889.
And it really was, at the time, antiseptic surgery was being discovered. And that was something they really took hold of and began to incorporate into what they did. It really made a difference in patient outcome. It was also, at the time, medical specialization was starting, and that became a core work of Mayo, is to understand at a specialized level diseases. Most doctors were working in solo practices, but the brothers trusted each other and welcomed other colleagues to come in, so they created a collegial environment with diverse skills, and that was really what set Mayo Clinic apart from other places. It was the era of when Henry Ford and John Rockefeller were building large, vertically integrated organizations. And actually, the Mayos applied that, similar principles of that type of engineering, but did it with the patient in the center. They traveled extensively throughout the United States and the world seeking best practices and welcoming to come to Rochester to learn about that as well as learn from others. It was a very different environment than medicine had seen.
After William Worrell Mayo's death in 1911, his sons incorporated the Mayo Clinic as a nonprofit medical center 8 years later, donating their wealth to establish the Mayo Clinic Foundation.
Well, many people come to the clinic, obviously, for multiple reasons. And the great thing about the Mayo Clinic is that we can treat you from cancer to heart disease to transplant to the neurosciences. We have specialties that are extensive. The important thing I think we do here is we incorporate our research and our education in our practice. That's very important to us because we are training the next generation of medical providers. We have 5 schools of medicine here at the clinic. And to give you an idea of the scope, in 2017, our research and education funding exceeded $1 billion. And over half of that came from the Mayo Clinic and benefactors. The other half came from grants. We provide direct care for about 1.3 million people from all 50 states and about 136 countries in 2017.
Mayo Clinic's comprehensive diseases and conditions website is a popular place for the public to obtain reliable medical information online. And Mayo Clinic today operates a 70-hospital health system across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa, with hospitals in Jacksonville, Florida, and Phoenix, Arizona.
By the 1980s, our U.S. population was increasing in the southern belts, and we had a longtime patient and benefactor, J.E. Davis, that lived in the Jacksonville area and really felt passionate about bringing Mayo's special skills down to where he lived. And that's about the time when we had the Jacksonville site come up, Mayo Clinic Jacksonville. And it was natural for us to start thinking about, are there other areas that would make sense to us? And we started looking at the Southwest, and we identified Scottsdale, Arizona, and Phoenix area to be the place we would think we could bring the most value to. The interesting sort of family tie to Arizona is Will and Charlie both enjoyed vacationing in Arizona, so it was really great to see that tie come back.
Mayo Clinic is also formally networked with dozens of health systems, hospitals, and clinics around the world, providing expert consultation and resources, most recently partnering with Northwest Health in Springdale, Arkansas.
We have about 40 members today in our Mayo Clinic Care Network, and Northwest Arkansas has now joined the family, which I cannot tell you how personally pleased I am to have that happen. My father lived in Arkansas for many years until his recent death about a year ago, and I can tell you I took every opportunity to come down and visit the wonderful state of Arkansas. So for me personally, I am extremely pleased that we have a presence in Arkansas.
A relative of Lily Wyvoda, who lives on the Ozarks and who declined being interviewed for this report, says a dozen Mayo descendants now live in Northwest Arkansas.
Well, on the Charles side, there's about 70 descendants to the fourth generation, which is my generation. They go from the brother, so about 70. It is a large family, a very diverse interests, and but we're all bound by a heritage that empowers us to always do our best in whatever endeavor we put our minds to learning. One of the interesting things about the Mayo Clinic is the brothers never sought for personal fortune or fame. They regarded what they earned as the people's money, and they wanted it returned to society in the form of high-quality care. And they deeded everything back. The brothers and their wives in 1919 gave everything back to the clinic, including all the land, equipment, and most of their personal savings. They wanted it to advance their mission into the future. That gift actually was a great gift to the family because it allowed the family to know their own successes and failures, and that we were given the values and principles to model our lives by, and these values were reinforced by our families. We could be whatever we set our minds to becoming, no strings attached.
among the nation's 5,000 hospitals. Why VOTUS says the Mayo Clinic remains highly ranked.
The last 30-some years, as long as U.S. News and World Report has ranked hospitals, Mayo has been ranked at the top or near the top.
Mayo Clinic works with hundreds of insurance companies and is widely listed as an in-network provider, often not requiring a physician referral. All appointments are prioritized on the basis of medical need, according to the website. To be associated with the Mayo Clinic and family is a privilege, says Lily Mayo Wivoda.
Proud is not the word I would choose. I am humbled by the opportunity to serve the Mayo Clinic. I get the great gift of coming to work every day alongside incredibly talented people who have a common mission of serving others. I am inspired by my incredible family, not only the famous brothers and their father, but all of my gifted family members who have chosen their own paths to make their mark in this world.
The history and legacy of the Mayo family is subject of a new documentary by Ken Burns titled The Mayo Clinic, Faith, Hope, and Science, airing this fall on PBS. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The Mayo Clinic, Faith, Hope, and Science, a two-hour documentary by Ken Burns, will air on PBS on September 25th and 26th. This is Ozarks at Large.